This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and you, as always, can bring up whatever is on your mind just by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. So we're here to take your calls about anything. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we're going to start things out here tonight with a little story, an educational story about what will inevitably happen here in the United States if the government, fully government-controlled, socialized medicine care system comes down. Or should I say when it comes down? Because they sure are working hard in D.C. As you pointed out in the past, Mark, you know, if these Republicans aren't going to give in on this issue, why are they trying to cut deals? And they're up there, they're trying to make it sound like they're making a stand for freedom. But at the same time, they're coming up with ideas and modifications to the plan to, you know, come to a compromise on it.
Well, this is the sausage making you hear about in Washington. Nobody wants to, see the sausages or politics made or whatever the quote is. And you're right, but at the very least with sausage, I get the choice as to whether or not I want to buy it. However, when these politicians get together and they start making their little compromises so that everybody's happy, not everybody wants to. I don't want to buy it. I don't want it. The fact is, I believe the Republicans are going to compromise on this one.
And sure, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to be, but we're going to get probably even a worse system. I think you would probably get a better system if old big brain Harvard Barack Obama got up there and just handed down a socialized system.
That's a stretch.
It would be crappy, but it's not going to be as crappy as the compromise that they're going to come up with. You understand what
it's
I'm saying?
It's hard to say. I see where you're coming from.
Well, the system we have today is crappy.
Oh, yes, it
because
is.
It's a compromise all throughout the years. Oh, we got to help the children. We got to help the old people. Medicine costs too much. All the stuff that has come along, it's all due to government regulations on the medical industry in the first place.
Yes.
So, anyway.
So it's a mostly socialized system, as we pointed out so many times. So it bears pointing out because we always have new people tuning in. The existing system is not free market.
No.
Even though there might be some pundits in the news, on the Sunday morning news programs, I don't really know, I don't watch those things, but even though there might be some, I'm speculating here, saying that this was a free market and it's failed. Well, no, it's not a free market, because any market in which there are regulatory aspects from a violent monopoly calling itself the government, anytime you have government regulations, you don't have a free market. And the healthcare industry is incredibly regulated. It's just tremendously burdened with regulation.
Absolutely. You can't even practice medicine unless you've jumped through the union hoops that they've set up in place. You have to be a member of their union in order to practice medicine in the United States. That's not true in any other industry at all. You have to be a member of the AMA.
Now, let me say something. I think that people should be able to get health care. I think that health care should be excellent quality.
I think it should
be affordable. So I want to make it clear that I support people being able to access quality, affordable health care. But the thing is, you cannot just come down with some government program and wave a magic wand and make that happen. People don't have a right to health care, because that would mean they'd have a right to the labor of other people without compensating them. Well, you'll say, well, the government will compensate them. But the problem is, when you put more steps in between the buyer and the seller, you get all kinds of crazy economic problems. Because the sellers, if they don't have the ability to price their products according to what the buyers are willing to pay, which they won't in a government system, because the government board will sit there and it'll set the prices. It'll
As say, it does with Medicare and Medicaid now.
Right. It'll say, okay, docs, you'll get this for this treatment. You'll get this for seeing this many patients, et cetera, et cetera.
And
so it completely isolates them from the market signals that are necessary in order to do business in an appropriate
not
manner.
Not to mention that, but you don't get the choices that you do in a free market. And that's what this story is about.
Okay.
This story is about choices.
This is from the UK?
Yes, this is from the UK, where they got socialized medicine. This is what's going to happen. Now, I know the dimmies that are going to listen here. No, your people, you're demagoguing.
We'll do it different.
Yep. Okay. Doctors left a premature baby to die because he was born 2 days early. His devastated mother claimed yesterday. This was, September the 10th, so it's been a while. Sarah Capewell begged them to save her tiny son, who was born just 21 weeks and 5 days into her pregnancy, almost 4 months earlier. I'm not saying this child would survive. I don't know. What I am saying is that they didn't try, and they would have under it, under our system, they would have. Okay, I'm not saying our system's great, but they certainly would have tried if the mother would have asked. And they won't there because they have their rules. And that's how it goes. You turn doctors and nurses into bureaucrats, and they become, well, as heartless and useful as the DMV. They ignored her pleas and allegedly told her they were following national guidelines. That
just following orders.
The baby is born between 22 weeks, but before 22 weeks should not be given medical treatment. They don't want to waste that valuable medical treatment on just a 21-week-old baby.
They also make similar decisions at the top end of the life spectrum.
Sure they do.
For older people, do you need to get a heart transplant at age 90? Well, you know,
no,
you're too
you
old.
Goodbye.
Sorry. Sorry, buddy.
You're not at 90? How about try 70?
Yes.
You won't get it.
I'm just pulling a number.
Miss Capewell, 23, said doctors refused to even see her son, Jaden, who lived for almost 2 hours. Mm. Ian, 2 hours this kid was alive without any medical support. That's how, and just a little bitty baby.
Mm-hmm.
She said that he was breathing unaided and had a strong heartbeat, and he was even moving his arms and legs, but medics refused to admit him to a special care baby unit. Ms. Capewell is now fighting for a review of the medical guidelines. That's all she can do because her baby's dead.
Yeah.
Died without medical treatment because it was against the rules to do anything for him.
Why is it against the rules, Mark?
Because they know better than you.
Well, the reason doesn't the reason usually come out as, oh, you know, health resources are limited here in the UK. We only have so much money. We're just going to have to ration the care because we only have so much to go around. And yeah, some people are more equal than others. For instance, if your baby's premature, sorry, we're just not going to have to. We just can't allow it to live. I mean, it's going to be too big of a drain on the resources. We've got to take care of the majority of people. This money has to go to take care of most people. And I'm sorry, but these elderly and infirmed folks, we're just going to have to cut them off because, you know, they're not paying taxes anyway. And somebody that's retarded or somebody that is born prematurely, they're likely going to have a lot of medical bills in their life. And so it's going to cost a lot. We're just going to have to just cut it off and just, you know, hey, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right?
I can't imagine why the British bureaucrats responded to this article, because I know ours certainly would not. Mm-hmm. It would have been no comment all the way, but they say it advises doctors that the medical intervention for very premature children is not in the best interests of the baby and is not standard practice. So there you go. They refuse to even step in as far as this goes. They do point out here that it is extraordinarily rare for a child to live at this age. It has been done, and Jaden might very well have been one of the children that made it. And the fact that he lived 2 hours after, I mean, can you imagine being the mom there, sitting there with a little bitty baby? We're not talking about a regular 6 to 8 pound baby. We're talking about a tiny, tiny little baby. Your progeny dying there in front of you because these doctors won't do anything because it's against the rules.
All right, I'm going to take the socialist side of things here, Mark. And say, Mark, you're comparing apples and oranges here. I mean, this is the UK. They're doing things wrong over there. If you just put me and my buddies in charge, we care about people. We think everybody has a right to health care and that, it's going to be different here in the United States. We've got a lot more money here than they do over in the UK. And so you won't have to worry about stuff like that with the government system here.
But we have Democrats in charge in the Senate, the House, and the White House, and they still can't get this through. What do you want?
Well, wait. I'm just saying, when it does go through,
but it's
you don't
not
have to worry
go
about
through.
The babies.
Look, you've got the perfect storm here. Democrats in the House, Democrats in the Senate. As a matter of fact, there's 60 Democrats in the
Senate.
They
just all want things. You know how the log rolling process works. They say, well, we really want
to
vote for this.
They don't need the Republicans. You can't get all the Democrats on board on this.
But they still want favors. And so we just got to deal out some favors, and then we'll get it passed, and then, you know, we're going to put the insurance companies.
And then you have this Frankenstein monster of a deal. It's not like you'll have real or good socialized medicine, because your idea, as good as it might be, is not what is going to pass the House and the Senate and get signed by the president. None of their ideas is the one that's going to make
sure,
it.
Sure, but when it does
Frankenstein
happen,
monster
you're not
reveal.
Addressing the issue, Mark. You're not addressing the issue that we care about premature babies.
No, you don't. Because the socialists in Great Britain let
apples
this one die on the table
apples
in front
oranges.
Of their mother.
You're going to have to come up with a better
you
one
You only care
that.
About 23
Can you do a better job than Mark on responding to this? The apples and oranges. What about the premature babies here? 800-259-9231. We'll continue to take your calls about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit DNAmail.com and join the evolution.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. Coming on the healthcare debacle. Or whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they're all totally free, including the Facebook profile. You can go and get signed up as a friend or a fan, I think is what they call it, actually, at Facebook. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our fan page. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get knobs or bathroom accessories like towel racks and that kind of thing, go to innerknobs.com before you go to the big box stores or one of the specialty places, or maybe after you've gone to them, because they have all that stuff and they have it at wholesale prices. So you can get every knob, every pull, every bathroom, towel rack, and all that other stuff. You can get it at innerknobs.com. Internobs.com, and you can get it for significantly less. And if you use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, that's FTL, you get an additional 10% off the order. I use them. The service has been great all along. They've been very helpful. I even had a little issue they had to clear up, and they did it fast and friendly. It's great. Internobs.com.
Toll-free number again here is 800-259-9231. We started the show out, Mark, you got a story out of the UK, which, of course, if you, you probably are aware, they have the national healthcare system. They have universal healthcare, government-run healthcare, socialist healthcare, whatever you want to call it. It's not a free marketplace in healthcare in the UK. And, by the way, it's not a free market here either. Here, most money in healthcare is spent by government, so this is a mostly government-run healthcare system, but still, there are private options, and there are still private options in the UK, just even fewer, because the government has more control there.
Sure.
So, what happened was, a woman had a baby, was really premature, and she wasn't allowed to even have the doctors try to save it. The doctors were following the rules. They were following the law, which says that if this baby is a certain amount of weeks premature, then we're just not going to try to save it, because it's too expensive, and sure, we'd like to make it look like we care about people's health, but we just don't care about people that are under the age of 22 weeks or whatever the hell it was. And then, of course, it also applies to elderly people. You don't have an example of this, but it's true. Generally, what happens is if you're too old and you need some sort of surgery, you'll just be told no. Well, I'm sorry, we just can't afford to give that to you. You're too old, you're not paying taxes anymore, and so you're not worth any. You're not really worth much to our system. But, of course, what I brought up to those points, Mark, and I'm just kind of playing the role of the socialist since we don't actually have any on the phone, if you do believe in the government health care system and you do want the government to take total control of health care, would love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. You could probably do a better job of going up against this than I could. But I'm just kind of stepping into the role here as devil's advocate saying, well, Mark, I mean, it may be true what you're saying here. I have no reason to disbelieve you that they have these policies in Great Britain, but those are the British. I mean, come on, redcoats, we're different here in America. Here in America, we care about people. We want everyone to have a right to health care, even premature babies, even people in their 90s. We've got more money here in America. We can do this the right way here.
Well, we have more money in health care because we don't have the government in it. So once you put the government in it, then you're going to have the same kind of service that you get from the post office and the DMV. I mean, these are government-run organizations that have the basic monopoly on what it is that they do. What makes you think that we're going to, whether we care or not, I mean, I'm sure at one point somebody cared about delivering letters and somebody cared about providing people good customer service when they gave them driver's licenses, and I'm even sure that there are probably people that work in the post office and the DMV that care about their jobs. However, mm-hmm. they are surrounded by people who do not.
That's a good answer. I like that, the comeback on the DMV and the post office, because everybody can relate to that. Everybody has stood in, most people have at least stood in a postal line, and they've stood at the DMV, and they know.
All you have to do is, I mean, look, what's being proposed in the healthcare system is essentially a public option, which means that there will then be private options also. Is all you have
mean
to
for
do,
insurance?
For insurance. Is all you, or even if the government offers, there'll still be some private options, I'm sure.
Until they're put out of business.
Yeah, they'll be driven upward or put out of business. And they'll be driven up
upward?
in price-wise, into the premium the area. Just look at public schools. That's all you have to do. Look at the teaching level at public schools versus private schools. Look at the service level between public schools and private schools. Look at everything, and you will see the difference, the costs, the whole deal. I have to pay for public schools, so I might as well send my kid there until I have a problem with the public school, in which case the bureaucrat in the front office will tell you to pound salt in your butt, because whatever it is that you want, you can't have. Go and vote, citizen, if you want to change things.
Go run for the school board.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Because if you want your kid to be taught a certain, all the kids to be taught something, or your kid to be taught something, or whatever.
Similarly, if you want some sort of alternative treatment, or you don't accept what the health monopoly is giving you, I bet you you'll be told things like, well, run for the health board, and then you can change the policy.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Instead of just being able to choose a different doctor, instead of being able to choose another expert to give you the advice or to give you the product that you're looking for, you'll have to change policy.
I'm sure some bureaucrat over there in England right now, or just recently, has told Miss Capewell, the woman whose son, Jaden, died, you know, basically in her arms, in her hands, because he was so small. But, you know, if she doesn't like the policy where they don't help kids that aren't 23 weeks old or older, then she should run for health board and get these things changed.
But
that's how we fix these problems around here. It's going to take you your whole gosh darned life to change these things.
Change one policy.
Rather than having, you know, the opportunity to choose. Screw choice. Yeah. You won't get choice.
Well, and that's if she actually succeeds at her little campaign.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like plenty of people haven't tried to change the government and failed. That's where we got the saying, you can't fight City Hall.
Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Tyler, listening to WFLA FM. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Yeah, man.
And turn down your radio, please. Quickly. Thank you.
Now.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling to chat about the government health care plan that you guys were debating about.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if, like, since everybody's saying the policy is so bad, we haven't really adopted a successful health care policy yet. So I want to know, why would it be so bad to just try the policy that President Obama has offered? And if it doesn't work, then we can scrutinize him and
Tyler,
patronize him.
Can you tell me the last government program we stopped? That occurred and then discontinued. That's because it doesn't happen.
It doesn't work
that way. The Ronald Reagan quote on this, and I'm not saying Reagan was the greatest president ever, but the Ronald Reagan quote on this is, the closest thing we have on Earth to eternity is a government program. Because once it's in place, you can't get rid of it. The bureaucrats have jobs. They're in the union. They're not going anywhere.
Let me give you a second reason why it shouldn't be tried. Because it's stealing. Because government is force. Because government is a violent monopoly. It's an agency of coercive force. And it's never appropriate, no matter what your goals are, to steal in order to support something. If you want to get grandma an operation, it makes more sense to ask people to help you rather than force them to. And that's all government knows how to do, is force people. I am all for getting people the care that that they need. I think that's a fine idea. But I think it can all be done on a voluntary basis, which is, let's try the other option. Let's try the option that no one's talking about. Mark, I think you've called it the impossible solution. Well,
yeah. How come Mr. Obama's idea gets to get tried? What about my idea? Why don't we try it, Tyler?
Do you know what the idea is?
Are you a politician?
Why are the politicians better than me, Tyler?
I'm not saying they're any better than you, but they are the ones who make the political decisions.
They're the ones
who control. Everybody wants to be a politician, thinking that their health care plan is...
Thank you for the call.
Else.
We'll tell you what the plan is here in a moment. It's the impossible solution because
I don't want to be a politician.
Right, because nobody's going to talk about this. It's impossible that this solution will ever be brought up in Washington, D.C., with the exception of maybe Ron Paul. Ron Paul might put something like this forward. Anyway, we'll share it in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you're ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lies of propaganda and the relationships that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch today. That's where I got this story from, freedomsphoenix.com.
We started out the program with a story about out of the UK, just giving you an example, one of many examples of how it is the government healthcare system, a fully government-run healthcare system, inevitably will start clamping down its level of control on people. Of course they're going to sell it to you as, oh, it's just going to be so great. We'll just put these rose-colored glasses on. Healthcare run by the government is fantastic. It's going to give everybody a right to healthcare. It's going to be free, and it's going to be super. Then, once the program actually ends up getting passed, reality sets in. And reality is that when healthcare is free to the end user, or apparently free, because we all know it's paid for by tax dollars, but when it's apparently free to the end user, when they go in and they don't have to actually pay anything out of pocket for it, well, they're much more likely to go in. If they got the sniffles, they're going to go see the doctor. That's just how it is. If you give something away, you're going to attract people that want to get free stuff, that want to take every opportunity they can to utilize the freebie. And so costs go up dramatically, but costs go up dramatically for other reasons, too, because there's no competition for price in the marketplace. There are no different entities. There's only one health-providing entity. It's the government. And so there are no different entities that are out there competing on the basis of quality or price or anything else.
Not to mention it kills innovation.
So yes, innovation is killed, so there's no new real great ideas coming out, so you just get this kind of static, crappy system, one-size-fits-all system, and then it stops being one-size-fits-all because things are so expensive to run when the government runs things. I mean, look at the post office versus FedEx versus the UPS. FedEx and UPS make a profit. Post office in the red year
every
year. So that's what's going to happen to the government healthcare system, because that's just what government does, despite all their best intentions and everything. That's what's going to occur. And so at that point, the government has to start essentially doing, I don't know if triage is the right word, but essentially making decisions about your healthcare and whether or not you'll be able to get it. They're going to look at people that that have premature babies, like what happened in this story. A woman's premature baby was not given care and it died as a result of that. Hey, the rules say we can't do that. Rules also say that if somebody's too old and they're asking for too much care, that don't give it to them. They're going to die anyway. They're not paying taxes. Also, if you aren't exercising enough, if you're smoking cigarettes, if you're doing other things that might be dangerous to your health.
Candy bars, whatever.
Yeah, whatever they end up deciding, they will decide these things. And they'll say, well, you know, we want to make sure that everybody has preventative care. And so in order to get the emergency care when you need the emergency care, we're going to need to see evidence that you've been engaging in healthy behaviors beforehand, because it's all about cutting their costs, right? So they're going to basically say, well, we're going to need you to submit to these tests, or we're going to have this guy come and check your refrigerator. I don't know how they'll configure it,
sure.
But somehow they'll configure it to where if you're found to have been a cigarette smoker, they might deny you lung cancer treatment or things like that. If you're found to have been eating at McDonald's a couple times a week, you might be denied a heart transplant or, you know, clearing out your arteries, that sort of thing. So they'll make it so unhealthy so-called lifestyles will be unqualified to receive the government medical care.
After all, these people are taking advantage of the system that we provide. We provide health care for all, but not for irresponsible people.
Right. So it starts out with a message of health care for everybody, but then once reality sets in, we realize it's government running a program, they suck at it, costs rise, the rules start to clamp down. And then what do you have? Then where do you get your health care at that point?
Then you have the government deciding, well, it will be third world, third world countries, it will be, other.
Well, I know it won't be third world care. I mean, you'll be able to get better care anywhere else in the world. Anywhere where you don't have a fully government-run system, you'll be able to get better care than here in the United States.
Take a look at the government-run education system. The United States went from number one in the 40s to, well, we're about number 50 now.
Way down.
We got the Department of Education and federal government. Are you telling me that, in America we can do it better? Apparently not.
Let's go to your phone calls. Matt is in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's a very, very sad and disturbing story that you just read about that baby, about the British doctors not giving any treatment to that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's time that the American military went over to England and sorted things out for them.
After all, I mean, they've clearly got a violent, dangerous system over there. We step in all over the world when dictators are in power. We probably should step in there too, right?
Send the baby killers against the baby killers.
Right. Isn't that what was going on over in Kuwait? Weren't they throwing babies on the ground and letting them die over there?
Oh, it's okay when the British kill babies because, well, they're white people.
Oh, is that how it works?
Right, it's civilized.
I thought we were the policemen of
No. See, we're just... No. It's civilized when white people
kill
babies.
The British are the policemen of the world, too, and policemen don't arrest policemen, Matt.
But they're killing babies over there. It's for
the
children.
But, they're white babies, and they're white doctors, and so, it's civilized when white people do it. But when those brown folk do it in the Middle East, it is just barbarism, and that they must be stopped.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I'm
kidding,
I'm looking at this too. I'm thinking that any baby is a baby, and it's very barbarous, as you said.
It's
and
sad.
I think those British people need what for?
Well,
we're supposed to be the policemen of the world, darn it, and we should go over there and just take over their system completely and show them how it should be done.
Touche.
I guess we should just take over the rest of the world too, because there's always going to be something. And then when our government does the same thing, who's going to police? Who's going to watch the watchers? Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, we're better than everybody else. We all know that.
God bless America.
That's right. Americans are better because we were born on the right plot of land.
That's right. We were born over here, and by golly, we're the best.
Thanks for the call tonight, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. My tongue firmly planted in my cheek for all of that. Yeah, I think human beings are human beings. I think that all people pretty much the same. You know, we might look a little bit different, but RS all stinks.
Yeah, but I think that Matt brings up a very good point, is there's no way that Britain could do anything, and we wouldn't invade Britain.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
You know, there's a sovereign country. However, you know,
when you say we, you mean the U.S.
United States government. However, yeah, you know, when it comes to countries we don't like, or they have things that we want, or whatever it is, no
we
problem.
Don't like, we want, come on now.
Yeah.
They want, they don't like.
I have to admit that I supported the invasion of Iraq.
But
I've changed my
now.
Mind. No.
Right. Because it's wrong to it's wrong to invade somebody's land, somebody's territory if they haven't harmed you.
when the intelligence sucked, and like everybody knew the intelligence sucked. You know, the whole yellow cake thing.
Oh, but is it right to invade Somalia? Now, Obama's finally done his own invading, right? I mean, he was just continuing the Afghan thing. Now he's actually invaded Somalia.
Yep.
And where was the news on that, by the way? I'd like to point that out. When the invasion of Somalia was happening this last week, and by the way, the federal government did invade Somalia this past week. You never saw any news. I didn't even see it on the Drudge Report.
America doesn't realize that it's at war in Somalia. America doesn't realize that it's at war in Afghanistan
but getting
destroyed over there.
But the Americans do realize that Patrick Swayze died of cancer this week. That's what was getting the headlines.
Well, Barack Obama is also pushing through his health care thing, and that's important. And one Republican told the president that he's a liar.
Boy, that's important news.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Do you know about the Somalia thing? Honestly, I don't know too much about it. I'd like to know more. It's hard to find information on it. Apparently, there's a war going on down there for some reason. 800-259-9231, but all the news is about a dead Hollywood celebrity, because, you know, we've got our priorities here in America. 800-259-9231, you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over for smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And by the way, I changed a policy on the AMP program today. We're now going to be allowing Free Talk Live amplifiers to stay on board the AMP-only email list as just kind of a lifelong perk. So even if you jump on board and then you decide to leave for whatever reason, sometimes people leave because they hit hard financial times, they can't afford to pay us anymore for the $3 a month or whatever it is that they were contributing. So up until today, we've been removing those people's email addresses from the AMP on the email list, but now you'll stay on just to kind of give you a reason to come back. Maybe down the line you'll notice one of our emails coming through, and so we're just kind of allowing people to stick on board, which I think is pretty cool. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. And we'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board, too, and expose people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Superfruit Complex. Not only is it a vitamin, but it's an antioxidant at the same time. It's chewable. You know, you get the entire nutritional benefit from it because it's a chewable. And, that's where digestion begins, in your mouth. It contains goji, mangosteen, acai, nani fruit. These four superfruits contained in Choose for Health are considered by many experts to be the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer. You can get a free week by calling 800-219-8874. Try it out and see if you like it. It's 800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. That's 800-219-8874. Choose for Health.
All right. So I did say we were going to give the impossible solution, and we didn't do it the last segment, so I just want to get it out here. This is the thing you're not going to hear anybody proclaim up in Washington, D.C., because it doesn't benefit them. It doesn't benefit their buddies in the lobbying firms. It just doesn't benefit them. So they're not going to proclaim it. Even the so-called freedom-loving Republicans.
Yeah, the party of small government.
The impossible solution is simple. You get the government the hell out of health care. You abolish the FDA, and you get the government out of all regulatory affairs. You end the Medicare and whatever the hell else. Whatever the government is involved in, any level of involvement and regulation in health care, you end it.
Let people decide what they want for their own health care.
You allow the marketplace to handle it. Oh, no, what about the people that are poor? What about the people that are sick? What about the people that are already under the system? Allow charity to pick up those pieces. People care about other people. People are concerned about others' well-being. I want people to get good health care. And I understand that the only way that's going to happen is if it is out of the hands and out of the control of the state. So there's the impossible solution. Let's go back to your calls about whatever you want. And we go to Mark, listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, and good evening. Your solution could work if we got out of Medicare, which would take away the right of folks just because they've gotten old to have health insurance. But one other thing would have to happen, and that is we would have to stop providers from providing care and then passing the cost on to those of us who have insurance. I pay quite a bit for my insurance, and I'm told about 30 cents on the dollar goes to provide care for those that don't have insurance. So,
well, it's not the providers. It's the government that requires hospitals and places like
to provide the care, and then they pass on the cost to us. So,
sure, but don't make it seem like it's the fault of the
providers. No, the providers deserve to get paid. Don't get me wrong. But they have to have the right to turn people away that can't afford it, which is fine.
No, yeah, I think they should be able to. You're right about that. There are laws that force the hospitals to take people in. And I think that if you abolish those laws...
And it bears mentioning, and I appreciate that.
Right, but if you abolish those laws, people are going to object. They're going to say, well, you don't want people to get turned away. And I don't. I don't think that people should be, but I think it should be up to the hospital to make that decision. And I think that one of the things that is pretty prominent even today, even in the hospitals today, is charity wing. Hospitals have these things. They have areas where people can get care, and people who are concerned about people who can't afford it getting the care that they're looking for can give money to the hospital's charity wing. When you leave the hospital, in many cases, they'll ask you, do you want to give some money to our charity wing? And plenty of people do. And in fact, if you get the government out of regulating health care, in fact, you should get the government out of everything, in my opinion, and allow people to just keep the money that they earn, you'll have more money to give to charity wings.
Health care costs will also drop like a rock.
Without the government involvement?
Absolutely.
Sure. Mark, other thoughts for us tonight?
I could reduce mine by 30 to 40% and I'd have more money to do other things.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We go to Carol, listening to WCHB in Virginia. Carol, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, good evening.
Carol, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I've got a couple of burning issues.
Okay.
The Obamaism... Has he got like a demo system going with this invasion of Somalia that it's okay to invade brown countries? Because although I am Caucasian, I am also American Indian, so I'm a little bit of a brown skin person. Although if you don't see me in person, you know, you probably can't tell.
Right.
I have that problem. I have a problem with the way that the healthcare is being invaded by the federal government.
Sure.
That I've been a nurse for 37 years, and I can tell you that I started in 1972, and I've seen some crazy, crazy changes. And the government's involvement in personal choice for the American citizen is just totally wrong. American citizens should be able to choose their own health care.
Absolutely. Now, how much have you seen the regulations increase in your decades in the health business?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, back in 72, people, they didn't even have, like, codes. If somebody had a heart attack, they just died because they didn't do CPR back then. Not in the local yokel hospitals anyway.
Okay, so what are you suggesting
in,
there?
People used to check in for like 2 weeks to have like a physical, and the big insurance companies pay for it. And now, if you have open heart surgery, you might be in the hospital maybe a week.
So you're saying that that people should be able to stay longer, and that they were
Actually, it's up to the individual physician and the guidelines that are set forth by the insurance company. Mm-hmm. If a person is critically ill and they don't recover at the rate that they are expected to recover, they do not put them out of the hospital, unlike some people who think they've been dumped out of the hospital, because there are certain guidelines that the hospital cannot put you out of. Somebody who's like 50 years old who has open heart surgery probably will stay about a week. They'll go right from the operating room to the cardiac surgical ICU. Then they graduate them out to a step-down cardiac unit, and then they're eventually sent home. Now, this is a younger person. 3 years ago, my mother, who was 83 at the time, she's 86 now, had open heart surgery. And because of an advanced age, although she's a very young 86 now, at 83, she was kept a little bit longer because she had a few more issues than, mm-hmm. say, somebody who was 50. And this gentleman who spoke earlier, Mark, about the government program that takes care of people who do not have health insurance, that's called the Hill-Burton Act, and that has been around for many, many, many years. And so it is.
Are you saying? Go ahead.
Anytime someone is admitted to the hospital and they truly do not have health insurance and they meet certain guidelines, the Hill-Burton Act will pay for their care.
So are you're an advocate of keeping government regulations and government control?
To a certain extent. I think that if somebody is gainfully employed in their place of business wants to offer them health insurance, and those people choose to choose private health insurance, I think that should be an option. This is the United States of America.
But you believe that the government regulations have helped the healthcare business? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I think it helps run a little tighter ship so that everyone is treated equally. Because
so you don't believe that people would help other people on their own volition, that they have to be forced at the threat of violence in order to help people?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that?
Are you telling me that you don't believe that folks will help other people that need help on their own volition, that they need to be forced by the threat of violence in order to do so?
No, sir, no.
No, well, that's what the government does with its regulations, is it says you better do this or we're going to throw you in a cage or extract money from you by force. So don't you think it's possible that hospitals could take better care of people through competition in the free marketplace?
If you're making reference to someone being sued because they don't pay for their hospital bill?
No, I don't think we're on the same level here at all. I thank you very much for the call. I appreciate your time. But I'm talking about regulations, government controls, government rules and restrictions for healthcare providers. More on the way here. Hour number two is coming up. We can continue this conversation in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.